y'all ready to have a good time for the Lord? Come to the stage to bless everybody, none other than Kato Gracie!
Like a drum major. Cross the devil up, he got a one major. Stepping for the kingdom like a drum major. Stepping on my problems like stepping on my problems like a drum major. Cross the devil up, he got a one major. Stepping for the kingdom like a drum major. Stepping on my problems like a drum major. Stepping on my problems, they can't hang around me. The old me is dead, Jesus called a body. Every day with my Savior, boy, I feel like a party. God is good all the time.
How you know?
I did an audit. I understand that the devil is my biggest hater. Cause Jesus stepped out that tomb like a drum major. Nobody greater than our creator. Snapping on records like a broke ankle. The devil up, he got a bum ankle. Stepping for the kingdom like a drum major. Stepping on my problems like stepping on my problems like a drum major. Cross the devil up, he got a bum ankle. Stepping for the kingdom like a drum major. Stepping on my problems like a drum major.
He is so immaculate, he's an immaculator.
What?
I mean, you can count on God like a calculator. School of trials and tribulations, boy, we graduated. So no matter the situation, we still give him praise. He never changed, I took an L, he rearranged it. Boy, I'ma whip my problems like Pudetang. You can call on God in the midnight hour. He gon' answer without an attitude, it's not a problem.
Secular rapper for like 10 plus years, never made a dollar. You look at your neighbor, say, not now, dollar. Not now, dollar. That first song I did, y'all, a radio station ended up playing it. That one song has made us over $20,000, y'all. So what I'm telling you, and it ain't even about the money, but it's about when you rep the kingdom, you get a different level of favor, man. So y'all give God that energy. Right?
What's good, though?
What's good, man?
Yeah, chilling, my brother. Good to see you,
yeah,
man.
Good to see you, too, man. Like, you're still doing your thing out here, and I'm happy to see it. And I'm still seeing that you're putting out that good word, you know what I'm saying, your music, and you're being a good role model to people. So can we get so those who don't know who you are, can you tell us your name and where you're from? What's your inspiration with the music?
K.O. Bracie, I'm a Christian hip-hop artist from Greensboro, North Kakalaki.
Mm-hmm.
And God's my inspiration, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Straight up.
Great. He's the reason that I'm able to do anything. He's the reason for everything. So, man, it's about him.
Yes, sir. And a lot of times, like, we don't start off on this path. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Like, what was that thing that just hit you at one point? You're like, you know what? That switch is going to change. My motivation is going to change.
Man, I was ratchet. man, 102 Jams was playing this song I had, and my mama was in the car. Mm. And the song had like a whole bunch of cussing in it, right? And you know, it was, you know, the radio, they had the bleep, bleep, bleep. And my mama was like, man, I'm proud that you're on the radio, but I wish you ain't talk like that.
Ooh.
So I was like, dang, man, I disappointed my mama.
Yeah.
I'm in church every week, and I'm sitting here dropping music like this. So I was like, I'm going to try to make a song about God and see what happened.
Right.
And it hit, man. Wow. So then we just kept going, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's my mom, dog.
Yeah, that's dope. Yo, salute to mom, dude, yeah, for that. Yeah. If anybody going to keep it real with you, it's going to be
mom's
your mom's going to
keep it real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it might hurt your feelings a little bit. But they always got an important message, and Absolutely. That's what's so important. And now you got that message from her. Now you got the message in your music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
100%.
I'm saying? So I think that's dope. And can you tell the people how they can find you and listen to the sounds you got now?
It's K.O. Bracey on all platforms. K.O. You spell it like mayo, but with a K, and then Bracey, like an ankle brace with a Y at the end.
Right.
On everything.
Yo, that's dope, man. Salute to you, fam. Appreciate you taking time.
Appreciate
with us.
You, bro. You
yes,
already
sir.
Know.
I don't need to comprehend, my mission is obedience. Not to question God, but do his will with great expedience. So I'm very logical, true faith don't make sense. It means that you believe when evidence is absent. So if you seek the kingdom, the desires of your heart will come to pass before your eyes. You want to be a star, so you want to fill up stadiums and be a conduit to Christ. 1,000 see you shimmer and come out into the light. You gotta wake up, believe the dream, declare it with your mouth. Know he has a plan for you that's bigger than your doubt. As you walk into your destiny, he's opening doors. Be faithful with a little, cause more is in store. His promises are yay and amen, and he's a keeper. Whoever is a sower in due season is a reaper. How much does he love you, and how can you quantify? More than you can measure, ocean deep and mountain high. Times Googleplex, a hidden figure, Kathy Johnson, NASA. For such a time as this, I save my people like Hadassah.
That killed the stage today. Can you tell the people your name and your inspiration behind your music?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl, His Purpose. That's one word, capital H, capital P. The inspiration behind my music was really like my own teenage years. I loved music. I listened to music. I dealt with depression. I dealt with family trauma. And anything that I liked the beat to, I would listen to it. Now, had there been a holy hip-hop artist that had cranking beats and dope wordplay, I may have gotten saved earlier. And so the inspiration behind my music is to reach the lost at all costs.
Absolutely. And now you being that vessel, actually just sending that gospel as well. Is there anything you would say to some of the young girls that kind of like straddling the fence about going to the Lord or just honing into that type of music?
Absolutely. I would tell them, first of all, the devil owns the fence. So get off the fence. When you are in Christ, it's like, I'm going to put it to you like this, because it's easy to understand when we're talking about money. When you are giving everything to the Lord, when you're investing your time and your energy and the availability of your service to the Lord, you get dividends. He blesses you in ways that you never could have imagined. And it continually comes to you, from peace of mind to provision to whatever it is that is a desire of your heart and a need in your life. Whereas the other side is like a credit card. So you may pay for something small, but that interest, baby, it keeps racking up and racking up. It's definitely worth it. If you're curious about Christ, find someone that you trust, that you know is in Christ, that can start helping you with this walk. It's worth it.
Absolutely. And how can people follow you and just tune in and support your movement?
Well, you can follow me on my website. That's hispurposemusic.com. I also have a YouTube channel, so absolutely check that out. My new single, Just Fly, dropped yesterday, and the music video is soon to come.
Dope. Thank you so much, and we appreciate all you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Come on, everybody, stand up with me. That's my
kings don't fold, we stand tall in the field. Ten toes down, real spill, real kings don't fold. We're serving to the most high, we fly high when we die. Real kings don't fold, we don't crack up under pressure. We patient in the battle till he blesses. Real kings don't fold, showing love to our neighbors. You hate, don't be mad at the favor. This a roll call to the real ones. Let that pain go with a heal some. If you hold it in, it'll kill some. It's all a setup, a milk and mirror, can you mess around and kill some? How long till we grow as men? Till we realize our purpose, get our focus in? Till we trust the weather, making the coldest wind? You can't see a head, I'm on my shoulders then. This teamwork make the dream work, but I'm shooting for the moon like a dream work. Just write it down, grind hard till that dream work. It's not everybody, motors make your team work. Sweat upon your brow, that's the proof. Don't limit ministry, just the churches and pews, cause the cause might be the block you grew. It's a whole world waiting on you. Real kings don't fold, we stand tall in the field. Ten toes down, real spill, real kings don't fold. We're serving to the most high, we fly high when we die. Real kings don't fold, we don't crack up under pressure. We patient in the battle till we bless. Real kings don't fold, showing love to our neighbors. You hate, don't be mad at the faith. This one for the ones in the back losing hope, trying not to say a dope. This one for the ladies trying hard to say no. He trying pressure and you go. This one for my dogs bruised up from church. Yeah, I show you how it work. This one for the ones feeling like they ain't got a purpose. Every day you take a breath, you make the enemy nervous. We fought, laughed and lied, even some on credit. There's some chapters left out and I still ain't.
Grab the Mic 2 event right here with the Gospel Showcase. And we got, can you tell us your name, fam?
Echelon Buck.
Echelon Buck. Y'all hear the name. Hey, can you give us a little bit of background about, you know, where you from and your inspiration in the music?
All right, I'm straight out of Henderson, North Carolina. 252. It's a lot of violence, a lot of darknesses. Mm-hmm. And I love music, so I feel like, hey, if I'm going to make the music, I'm going to make the music to shine my light on the positivity of what Jesus Christ offered to us, and that's his life. So I feel like, hey, if I can put this music out here to the world, I can help the youth make better decisions, not right through me, but through Jesus Christ himself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, man, I'm from the 252 as well, so I definitely understand the darkness, and it's great to have some people that actually trying to bring some light, and that's so important. And I can still tell that even through you, you know, talking about your word, your experiences in life, you still make sure you have God is priority, Jesus Christ priority. I noticed that in that verbiage you just spit. So can you tell the people what can they look for when they listen to your music?
What you can look for when you listen to my music, you can look for that street aspect, not the language, but just that mentality of just going hard for Jesus Christ. The same way we like to put our OGs on this pedestal, that's why I put Jesus Christ at it. And I'm going to let people know what I represent.
Right, right. And sometimes people get it twisted, man. Like, you can come from the streets and you can come from that type of area, that type of environment, but you can find a way and you found a guide, and you actually also help and be a guide to put others in that same situation. You know what I'm saying? I love to hear that. Anything you would say to the people that's listening, like if they're in those streets, if they're from that Henderson area, they in that darkness, what's something that you think a message you could provide to them?
I know one thing, that Jesus Christ, he loves you because he died for your sins. Don't worry about your past. Don't worry about what people think about you. Just keep Jesus Christ as your foundation, and you'll receive that love, that peace, and that joy and happiness and everything else along with it.
Hey, yo, we can't say it no harder than that. You know what I'm saying? We're going hard for God over here, too. So definitely appreciate you taking the time. We're looking forward to your performance, fam.
The Highest Point Podcast. Y'all go follow them.
You dig. Here on the scene, the Grab the Mic 2. And we have Miss, can you tell us your name?
My name is Cherie.
Cherie.
I'm a vocalist. My style is kind of jazzy. I kind of have a jazzy style. So, but yeah, I am a gospel vocalist.
Oh, wow. Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration behind your music?
Well, my inspiration would be my testimony. Mm. I am a cancer survivor. Mm. I lost my mom in a car accident the day after my 14th birthday. So wow. This album that I'm singing my songs from is dedicated to her. It's in her memory. Wow. And the name of the album is called Memories. So that would be one of the inspirations. Another inspiration is that a lot of my family members are singers. So, you know, it was just something that I've always grown up around.
Right.
And I've always been in the church singing and stuff. So it's just been in me, you know, since I was a child.
Absolutely. And I think a testimony like yours is so important. Like, because how can you keep the faith when you're going through some things that's so traumatic?
Absolutely.
Can you tell the people a little bit about that?
You know, it was very difficult because, as I said, I was 14 whenever I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Right.
Then also after my 14th birthday, my mom passed in a car accident. Wow. So all of these things happened all around the same time.
Right.
And at that age, you know, I was very young, so I didn't understand what my purpose was in life. But as I got older and I began to reminisce and just think of those things that I've gone through, and right. I began to realize, okay, I see where you're going with this, God. It hurts.
Yes.
It does. But I do realize that I have a purpose in life. And because I love singing so much, that was one way to get comfort and to relieve, you know, some of the hurt and the pain whenever I think about, you know, the different things in life that I had encountered. So singing was a release for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so important. And how pain can help us find our purpose.
Right.
That is so, so important. I want to just leave on that note. Pain can help you find your purpose. Just make sure you channel it in the right way.
Absolutely.
And search for it. And we hear that right here from Sheree, and we appreciate you and your time actually in that testimony as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody cut. Come on. This side, let me see you cut. I need everybody in the place to say I'm protected by Christ. But you gotta believe it. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. I'm protected by Christ. I'm protected by Christ. I'm protected by Christ. I'm protected by Christ. Yo, check it.
Menace and methods label me a lethal weapon. The way I get on these records, slave with my presence. I'm a trendsetter. I got the mind of a winner. Cause I keep growing. Got no time for pretenders. And I strongly believe humanity is disease. We crucify each other like we a bunch of zombies. They want to talk about change but still remain the same. Or as they want the fame, I don't know these days. You got me in a different mindset, going for mine. With that anointing on my life, that's the Father's allowing to shine. But gotta remain humble, cause yes it will crumble. And trust me, you do not want that struggle. My motivation sending chills down like the Holy Spirit. Even true believers fear it. So you know I'm eventless. I bear witness to a vision. My Father gave me everything. He said that I was forgiven for all the times I was sinning. Hold up. They try to shut me down, but they just can't. They try to talk me down, but they just can't. They try to make me frown, but they just can't. I don't think they understand. I'm protected by Christ. Protected by Christ. 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 Y'all hear me though? They try to shut me down, but they just can't. They try to talk me down, but they just can't. They try to make me frown, but they just can't. I don't think they understand. I'm protected by Christ. Protected by Christ. I'm protected by Christ. Protected by Christ. I'm protected by Christ. Protected by Christ. I'm protected by Christ. Protected by Christ.
When I say, if a man don't work, I need y'all to say, then a man don't eat. All right? Let's test. If a man don't work, okay. If a man don't work, all right, if a man don't work,
then a man don't eat.
All right, let's go, Ridge.
I work for God. I work for God. I work for God. I work for God. I work for God 7 days a week. If a man don't work,
then a man don't eat.
Let's go. I work for God 7 days a week. If a man don't work,
then a man don't eat.
Okay. I work, I work, I work for God. 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 I work for God 7 days a week. If a man don't work,
then a man don't eat.
I get paid every single week. Gotta give my 10% back to my GOV. Got J's up on my feet. Every day I'm fly. Gotta do it for my family as long as I'm alive. Gotta reach for all I get. Never parking like no more. We gotta prove for a crib. Yeah, we got it from the Lord. I got a son. His name is Nasir. He will be a man of God every day. Yeah, yeah. I got two girls. One that know me, the mother not. And one that like a mother, and one that like a father. We gon' eat, we gon' get our status up. My wife, he work for God too, that's why our business going up. I work for God, I don't work for men. He gave me the Lord, I keep it moving like a 10 man. I work for God, I work for God, I work for God, I work for God. I work for God 7 days a week. If a man don't work,
then a man don't eat.
Let's go. I work for God 7 days a week. If a man don't work,
then a man don't eat.
Okay. I work for God 7 days a week. If a man don't work,
then a man don't eat.
Let's go. I work, I work, I work for God. I work, I work, I work for God. I work, I work, I work for God. I work, I work, I work.
Yo, yo, the Highest Point Podcast. We right out here at the Grab the Mic 2, the Gospel Showcase, ladies and gentlemen. We have a dope artist with us today. Can you tell the people your name?
Yes, my original name is Malik Howell, but my artist name is Leek Leek. It's L3K, L3K.
Mm. Hey, yo, can you tell us a little bit about your inspirations behind your music?
Yeah, so my inspiration behind my music pretty much takes it way, way back, man. I'm focusing on the youth. Nowadays, churches are not pretty much focusing on the youth. They're more focused on how they look and how they can get themselves better. But the youth is our future for tomorrow. Right. So that's why I like to do gospel rap, to give the youth music they can listen to and also, you know, get them uplifted with the, you know, hip hop beats.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And that's sometimes people get, I think the older generation, they get so caught off guard by like a sound of a beat. Yeah. And they lose sight of the message. Mm-hmm. And we really need to make those two worlds come together.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? What you would say to those, you know, older generation people, like what your music is about and how it can impact the youth?
So pretty much, I don't know the exact Bible verse, but the Bible says, you know, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Mm.
So pretty much that's just pretty much like how I keep going. Yeah, I do have some times where people be like, that beat hits too hard. I really can't listen to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. But then when they sit down and I either tell them about the lyrics or they listen to the lyrics, then right. They be like, oh, man, that really touches me.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, I love that message right there. And also, so many times they say with church and things like that, come as you are. That's that music. That's that mm-hmm. beat. And it's just speaking a different language to other people, like out the youth. That's going to grab their attention, not the old hymns. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I want to just salute you all, what you're doing. You guys out here at this Gospel Showcase. And can you tell the people how they can follow you, like your social media and things like that, tap in?
So my social media is L3K_L3K_. You guys can find me. That's Instagram. Facebook is going to be Malik, Leek Leek Howell. Pretty much. And I'm starting to post my stuff on TikTok too, man. I'm trying to bring God to every social media platform. So that TikTok. It's also L3K_L3K_.
Hey, man, we love it, man. We appreciate your time as well, man.
One more big thing.
You know, sir.
I got to get God the glory. I just got nominated for the Dunamis Holy Hip Hop Artist of the Year. So, hey, bigger things coming.
Hey, man, congratulations. We're looking forward to seeing all the work you're putting
in, fam.
Thank you.
Expedited outside of time. Love dropped in on a dime. Ooh. It was generational. Sliding down the route 42. Love was searching for me and love was searching for you. Now how dope is that? Love came into our hood. Love calmed the savage beats and makes it all good. Love turned that messed up situation all the way around. Love came that the lost may be found. Cause love is an action word. Love will move heaven and earth to get to you if by now you haven't heard. Love will move a mountain upon a Red Sea. Love will send food from heaven or water from a rock if love thinks you're thirsty. When love heard us holler, love hollered back. Because love is an action word. Yeah. Love is all of that.
All right. We are here at the Grab the Mic 2. And I just saw a great performance by this young lady here. Can you tell the people your name?
Well, hello. I am Dr. Rhonda Royal Hatton, always known as the prophetic poet.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspirations behind your poetry?
Well, I've been writing ever since I was a little girl, probably about 11, 12 years old. I've been doing inspirational poetry all through my teen years, and it's just a gift that God gave me. I'm an artist. I have a background in theater and in directing and writing, and so whenever a situation in life or I may just get, you know, divine inspiration, I write.
Absolutely. That's so amazing.
Yes.
Anything, how can people find your literature, your poetry?
Okay, you can contact me. I'm on Facebook. It's Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Royal, R-O-Y-A-L, Hatton, H-A-T-T-O-N. You can find me on Facebook. My email address is HatonRhonda@gmail.com. You can contact me that way. I'm working on my website right now, so hopefully that'll be up soon. And then you can just go to the website and you can find my I have two poetry books. One is called Revelation, a book of inspirational poetry, a book of inspirational writings and prophetic poetry, and Sanctuary. And so they can be found on Amazon. I prefer that you contact me and get it from me. But Yep, that's how you can contact me.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, we're glad to have you, and it was amazing seeing you here from the Highest Point Podcast. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. God bless.
What's your name, Jesus? Yeah, this track for you. Gotta give you praise. I'm loving you all of my days. Yeah, there's no shame in my game. That's why I give you praise. I worship you with spirit and truth. That's why I'm loving you. I'm loving you for all the things that you do and done. Hardship wasn't fun, but you still number one. I'm loving you because you showed me the light. Receive stripes just to let me know that it's all right. I'm loving you, so take a pause.
Yo, yo, the Highest Point Podcast right here, the Grab the Mic 2. And we have a, are you a singer or you're a gospel artist, rapper?
I rap and sing.
Oh, multi-talented people. So can you tell us about your name, how people can find you?
All right, my name is Miss Savage. Also go by Shakita Savage as well, but you can find me on all the digital download sites, iTunes, Raps, and Napster, all of them.
What is someone, what is, if someone listened to your music, what do you, the main thing they would get out of your message?
The message is clear, just straight Jesus. So yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into the music? What was that inspiration that sparked you to start?
So I started, you know, the regular, you know, in the street music.
Right.
And then when I came to Christ, God didn't take it from me. He just told me, he said, if you're gonna rap, dance, or sing, just do it for me. So I came to Christ when I was 20 years old. So
That's
so
awesome.
I've been doing music for a minute now.
Yeah, and that's an important message to a lot of people out there. Like, you don't, just because you give your life to God, that don't mean your talent is going to be taken away. It can be actually enhanced.
Yeah.
And you can still use it and just focus your purpose.
Yeah, and it's crazy because when we started, my husband and I, we got married. We ended up with our own record label, and it was a worldly label, but then it was switched over to, you know, a Christian label.
Wow.
And the crazy part about it is when we started, it was pushed to the back of the church.
Right.
It wasn't on the forefront, you know, so it was more like shunned upon. So it was like pushed to the back, but eventually it was like, hey, we need something for our young people to listen to. You know, I'm not going to listen to, you know, even though it's amazing music, I love it, but old Hosanna and stuff like that is what this generation needs. It's what they're doing, and it's being converted over to what we hear today.
And that's so dope. That's that evolution, and that's how you reach the highest point, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Any last words you just like to tell the people that's watching and listening?
Just stay focused and stay elevated. That's all I can say.
Hey, no servant is greater than his master, man. If he's a curse to you to Christ, what about us? Y'all put your hands together. Y'all gotta help me.
If any man be in Christ, then he's a new creature. The world's colder than trying to roll in December in a drop top in a two-seater. I slipped his name in the bars. You gotta choose freedom. Be a true Berean. The Holy Ghost is the pure flow with true believers. But I don't like what I'm hearing, though. It's two speakers. He called us out of the lineup. That's how it was. I thought they would recognize us by how we love. Religion got us all dried up. It's not enough. I'm serving Christ till my time's up. He's the greatest waiter. I was tripping till I drank out the wine cup. He fed the 5,000 with five loaves, two fishes. The truth business is kind of slow. Maybe it's a sign from on high that it's time to go. Stool pitches. Deny the spirit descended. He was like a dove. It's time to make a decision. He about to light it up. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Now we got the strength of what remains. To reach the top, we climb in vain. I'm staying with the Latter-day Saints. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Now we got the strength of what remains. To reach the top, we climb in vain. I'm staying with the Latter-day Saints.
What's your name and where you from, fam?
I'm Lament from Charlotte, North Carolina, man.
Oh, wow. You came to Charlotte? Come down here in Raleigh perform?
Yeah. Well, I live in Concord, so I'm from Charlotte. It's right down the road. So it's a two-hour drive, so
yeah,
it's not bad, man. It's worth the drive.
Absolutely.
Worth the drive. to Dre. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's your inspiration behind your music and what type of music you create?
Well, I'm a Christian rap artist, man. I know it's, you know, you have this debate about hip hop and rap, and I did a post not long ago about hip hop culture, but a Christian rap artist. For me, there are elements of hip hop that I actually embrace. I'm talking about the cultures that was what I'm not necessarily fond of, you know, being a follower of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But I'm a Christian rap artist. I've been doing this like in this capacity for about a year now.
Oh, wow.
So my inspiration really has been my experiences, man, in my life. You know, the Lord and you know, and it's been a short but long road in the way. Like a year ago, I was just sitting around writing songs again, man.
Right.
So, but my inspiration, if I had to say something, was really my inspiration, probably be my experiences, man.
Absolutely.
What I've been through.
Yeah, and that's one thing about the gospel, man, is talk about your experiences, talk about your growth, and you can put that inside your music, which is what I find is very dope, and I'm looking forward to your performances. Can you also tell the people how they can find you, locate some of your music as well?
Yeah, you can catch me on Instagram. My Instagram is SheepMusic2023. Facebook, I'm Lament Sheep Music, two words. And my YouTube channel is Sheep Music Labs, SheepMzk, in a space. LABZ. So,
oh, dope. So, can you give us a little bit of a background behind sheep music? What does that mean?
The Bible says that we're God's sheep. So, again, one day I'm sitting around and you know, you got sheep music that you play instruments with. And the Lord gave me an idea. What'd you call it? Sheep music. Instead of sheep music, make it sheep. So, we're the sheep of his pasture, the Bible said.
Right.
So, I just took it, man. And the Lord gave me an idea for the logo. And like I said, the rest has been history, man. Just blessed to be here.
Yeah,
blessed
absolutely. Blessed to be here, man. Hey, man, looking forward to your performances. Sheep Music is in the building. Lament, thank you so much for having time for us today, man.
All right, thank you, bro.
God got a plan for me.
We keep going.
For me. God got a plan for me.
I love you, Lord.
For me.
I know you got a plan.
God got a plan for me. I understand.
Yeah.
Lift up these mortal hands. Pray. I will sing his praise. I know he's the greatest.
Yeah.
He gave us this power. Love these moments, ours. Cause God got a plan for me. Yes, he does. I know God.
Oh, God got a plan. In the city cause my Lord got me. I would never understand why the devil watched me, but God got a good plan. I mean a good plan. I be riding up in Brooklyn, yeah, Brooklyn. Every night, every day, yeah, I gotta pray. I just know in my heart that's the real way. I had to let people go on my spiritual journey and tell God that I need him. Yeah, I need him, I'm hurting. And sit back, relax, and just pray and don't worry. God got a plan for me. Yeah, I know I'm gonna work it. Gotta use my real powers and you know it's so worth it. Gotta use my real powers and you know it's so worth it. I just really wanna give you the praise all day. Can't wait till you come back and say the day. I just know that the plan is super official. Don't run, don't cry, don't use no tissue.
God got a plan for me. For me. I know God got a plan for me. For me. God got a plan for me. I understand.
My name is Vez Dollar, from Durham, North Carolina, from Walltown, Matt Dougal, really all over Durham, really, you know what I'm saying, you know, and I've been doing this music, man, for about 8 years, but I had put a pause on it, probably like 2 years, and I'm coming back, you know, trying to reunite and do it right. You know,
right.
You know, everybody come from, you know, different places and different struggles, you know, and really, you know, just tired of the regular agenda, you know what I'm saying, and figuring everything out, you know, keeping your third eye open and figuring everything out, you know, it ain't right out here, you know what I'm saying, so I gotta do it for the Lord, you know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying, you know? So I'm here for the Lord, man, all day, every day.
Yeah, I see you. When I'm listening to your performances, you're making sure you're putting God first.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate those type of messages. How can people find you and follow your music?
You can hit me up on YouTube. You can hit me up on Facebook. Vez Productions. VezProductions. You know what I'm saying? You can just Google me. You know what I'm saying? Vez Productions and everything will pop up.
There we go.
Song that I got Still Alive, that song was birthed out of probably 10 years ago. That song was birthed through my wife after she had my first daughter, my firstborn daughter, you know, when she was having all kinds of complications and different things like that during the pregnancy. And we were sitting there just, you know, just thanking God after the pregnancy was over, after the baby was here. And we were just thanking God so much just for what he had brought us through that, you know what, I looked at my life, my wife, and I said, man, you still alive after all of this. And that's just how that one song birthed. But then the other release that I have is called I Believe. And, you know, that song was birthed just out of sheer just, you know, going through trials, ups and downs, understanding that, you know what, and I wanted to, you know, God just allowed me to create a song that would, you know what, that would encourage you to never give up.
Absolutely.
Of course, we always get, you know what I'm saying, to that point where we want to give up. But then right at the last second, God does something amazing to re-energize you, just to recharge you, to let you know what, you can still keep going on.
Yes, sir. How can they find your music?
I am on, actually, you can go to Richard W. Ash. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on iTunes. You can find me on Pandora, all of the electronic platform, music streaming platforms, YouTube. I am there, just like I said, Richard Ash Music.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you think about the event today?
Hey, man, it was an awesome event. I appreciate all the artists that came out, all the fans that came out. We had an awesome time in the Lord. Get ready for number three, man. I appreciate everybody watching and everybody that showed up. Make sure you go out and support ReggieLoveMusic.com. Keep supporting us and coming out to the next show.
How do they follow you to find out about the next show?
If you want to follow me, check out my social media at ReggieLove2020 on all social media. Check me out on Facebook, Reggie Love, and ReggieLove2020.
All right, we are here at the Grab the Mic 2 with the author that was showcasing her great skills. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Sure. My book is called How to Start a Youth Ministry. But it doesn't end there, because I know that churches are struggling with restarting their ministries since the pandemic.
Wow. So how can people find your book? And can you tell us what was the inspiration behind it?
Yes, my book can be found on Amazon, but also it's in a bookstore, Christian bookstore in Rocky Mount, and also a Christian bookstore here in Knightdale.
Wow.
My inspiration for writing the book was twofold. I received a prophecy back in 2017 saying that I needed to write a book, and the book would be called. God even gave me the name when he told me to write the book. And the other inspiration, my mom told me that I would be talking to a multitude, and I thought, not me, because I'm an introvert, which is a person who is good one-on-one, but messes totally clam up in groups. But here I am. Also, it's because I work with youth. I love youth. I have a passion, and I want to see them on the path to success, not the path to destruction. And so that is my inspiration. And I also work with a youth ministry called His Daughter's Legacy for ages set girls 7 to 17. And we are raising these girls and molding them, teaching them to be ladies of God, not women, because there's a difference in a woman and a lady.
So that's interesting. I can't even say nothing about that. So how can the people find you to follow your movement and support what you have going on?
Yes, I can be found on Facebook, K-Ron Holloman Hardy, as well as Amazon. And I also have an email address that you can reach me at edkatrans, as in transportation, @bellsouth.net.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Lifestyle.
Do you need exposure for your business, brand, or organization? If so, let the Highest Point Radio Show help you fulfill your need for more exposure, more business, and return on investment. Connect with me at thehighestpointbrand@gmail.com or visit my website at thehighestpointtv.com.